Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, yo. Peace, what's going on? Family. Oh, this thing didn't even play my damn music. What's going on here? Been all type of weird things going on, man. Supposed to do my songs. But that's just how I go when you're trying to get the magic going. You know what I'm saying? It's always something. But that ain't going to stop anything, you feel me? This is CLIL Bay. Welcome to the show. This is the fourth episode of God to the Round. Today is going to be another spectacular demonstration with my brother. I'm bringing up Brother Lynn Perry. This show is going to entail Black America and Voodoo culture. This brother is going to go into a bit about our African indigenous spirituality that we've so neglected, for the majority of us have neglected, for an exchange of spookism, you know what I'm saying? Religion that we hold on so deeply to, you know what I'm saying, as far as passing around the collection plate, you know, in the facility in the church that is centered in a desolate, impoverished community that does nothing for our benefit, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, you know, we just going to be building, you know, my brother, he's going to take you through, you know what I'm saying, take you through, you know, dispel a few misconceptions, you know what I'm saying. This is a chill day, it's a good day, you know, and I can't wait to hear what the brother has in store for you. So without further ado, peace to the God, Brother Lynn Perry. What's going on, King? What's good?
What's going on, man? Peace and blessings to everybody who is listening to the podcast as well.
Right.
Yeah.
Play my song, but I ain't tripping, man. It's all these things. So.
well, you want to know something? You
gotta control it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You know how the devil works. You know how these devils work. You know what I'm saying? When you're trying to do something constructive, and you know what I'm saying, when you're trying to bring knowledge to the people, that's how they work. Yeah. But it's all good because we know who the Orisha are.
Right. Yeah, it's a good thing you brought up Orishas. Yeah, like I was saying to the family, you know what I'm saying? A lot of us are still into religion, but have not even, like, we talk about getting back to our roots. We talk about getting back to our spirituality, back to what makes us indigenous, what makes us, you know what I'm saying, tied to our culture.
Yes. And you know what happened. Go ahead, brother. My bad.
I was just gonna, you good, King. I was just gonna say, you know what I'm saying. You know, neglecting. You know, we want to get back to that, but yet and still, we neglect that aspect, the spiritual aspect of it. You know.
True.
We get spooked out by it. You know what I'm saying. So that's why you're here. You know, you're gonna dispel a lot of misconceptions, because. You know, I've dealt with you for quite a little bit now, and, you know, you actually work with spirits. You know what I'm saying?
You have a deep
understanding. So, yeah, definitely look forward to what you have to share with the family. You know, the Orishas, voodoo, whatever you call it, everything that we deal with as African Americans here in post slavery, if you will.
The reason, you know, it's all good, you know, it's all good to look at, you know, history, you know, and the kingdoms we had and stuff like that. But that knowledge can't, you know, it's, I remember, you know, being in school. And I mean, the thing about it is, if you have this, if you have all of this knowledge, you know what I'm saying? But yet you don't understand the spirit and the culture, like you don't have anything within. It's no different than when we said, you know what I'm saying, in mainstream schools, and we have all of this book knowledge, but we don't have any inner knowledge, you know, to do anything with. So more so the first thing that they did do is they, you know, our captors, you know, our the slave masters, the first thing that they did with, because we've always been a people who've looked, you know, for God within or for spirit within. You know, I remember I was watching this documentary, and it was more so having to deal with our Haitian brothers and sisters, and, you know, the Haitian version of voodoo. And, you know, they told the, you know, the white man who was, you know, doing the interview or whatever, he said, you know, pretty much they told him, you know, when you go to the church, you know what I'm saying, you go to the church and you pretty much look for God. When we go to church, when we have our ceremonies, we become God. You know what I'm saying? So that's the first thing that they did. You know, they put in our minds that we had to, you know, look without, you know what I'm saying, mosque or a temple or whatever for God. But it's as African people, it's an inner thing. It's always been an inner thing. Okay. You have to look within yourself for knowledge.
A lot of our people might have affliction with what you just said, but that comes straight out the Bible. If you read Psalms, I forget the verse. What's the verse name with Psalms? Telling us that ye are gods. It's straight out the book.
The book, and that's one of the things that I tell a lot of my friends. I remember Zora Neale Hurston and a lot of, you know, our beautiful ancestors of the Harlem Renaissance and stuff like that. But Zora Neale Hurston, you know, she was a key fixture in the Harlem Renaissance. And I truly do believe that she was a hoodoo practitioner as well. The blues, the jazz, hoodoo, it just all, you know, comes together. So, and, you know, she said, you know, herself, she's been quoted as saying, you know, the Bible is the greatest conjure book in the world. You just have to know how to use it. And what I tell people all the time is they take this book, you know, and a lot of people don't know the metaphysical, you know, and that goes into hoodoo. A lot of people don't know the metaphysical, you know, secrets, you know what I'm saying, of that book, you know, how you could use it for conjuration purposes. They don't know the secrets of this book. You know what I'm saying? It's filled with all types of mythology and, you know, spells and just everything, even demonology. You know what I'm saying? And people, they don't understand that. And what I tell people all the time is they take that book, you know, they put an European spin on it, you know, and they laugh at you because they're enslaving you with the same book that if you know how to use it in the right way, they already know you could have whatever you want out that book. If you know the metaphysical, if you know the occult, if you know the occult secrets behind that book, you know.
Right.
That's why we incorporated it. Yes, that's why when our Akan people, you know, in our different herb specializing people, you know, our ancestors when they came over here, you know, that you know, the Bible and the Kabbalah and the if I say it correct, I'm trying to remember the name. It has to do with Moses. It's an old conjure book that has to do with Moses. But yeah, they, you know, were able to learn, and they incorporated that within hoodoo, just, you know, for the Kabbalistic, you know, the Kabbalah purposes of it. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of these people in the Bible, if you read it correctly, a lot of these people in the Bible, you know, were occult metaphysicians. It's very clear. It is very clear. You know, when you know how to understand.
The whole entire world. Yeah, it seems like the whole entire world operates from those principles, operate off that notion. It seems like everything in the world, everybody who's in power from all cultures has dealt with this tradition, which originally came from our indigenous cultural tradition that we ended up losing knowledge of, and it's being used against us in mass rituals, like with all these, with all these attacks. You know, it's always an attack on the people, which are nothing more than rituals. And the astrologer can tell you that.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, they
line
up,
you know,
the heavens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they can, and you know, I definitely see how because you know, if you look at it, you know, right around the late, you know, with all of this social media, and I mean, what's done in the dark, you know, will come to the light. So, you know, as, you know, it became easier for us to use social media, and as it became easier, you know what I'm saying, for us to have, you know, access to different knowledge and, you know, to communicate with each other, it's no different than what happened, you know, in the 1970s, you know, when it came to the Black Panther Party and stuff that infiltrated that. But you see, the thing about it is now, you know, with online and just all of this type of stuff and, you know, how people are waking up, it makes it even easier, you know, for them to infiltrate it. And it's like, if you look at it once again, towards the mid and, you know, late 2000s, as more and more people are getting, you know, we're getting access to knowledge and, you know, waking up. And, you know, as we go further into the age of Aquarius, you know, it's kind of funny how all of this different stuff, you know, began to happen, you know, to take people's minds off of that. Because there's only so long that you can hold knowledge, because pretty much anybody who has, you know, if you got a phone, if you got a computer, you really don't even really need the book like that. Now, I'm not telling people not to purchase some of these books by our great authors and historians, but I mean, you really don't even need to, you know, go all the way to Nigeria or go all the way to New York or where, you know what I'm saying, wherever, you know what I'm saying, to have to sit in a school to be able to, you know, just to understand or get access to anything. I mean, yeah. Yeah.
That's what this whole age is all about. It's the information age. Information is coming to us, you know what I'm saying? These are the days where you can sit in your room and connect with somebody from way across the world.
Yes, and I remember in our
type of shit,
go ahead, brother.
Yeah, they just take that shit for granted. You know what I'm saying? You know, that's all I wanted to say. And you know, definitely, and that's, you know what I'm saying, that's why this shit is important. You know what I'm saying? Just like what we was building on before. You know, we know it's like I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but it's definitely something, you know what I'm saying, an agenda in place where it seems like everything that we try to do as Black people all across the world, it's always a block for that. And that's why, you know, I emphasize, you know, just like you emphasize, tapping back into, you know, and using our ammunition, you know, going back to our original ammunition, which was the spirituality. Before we picked up a gun, you know what I'm saying, we called on the ancestors. We called on the spirits and shit, but we live in fear of that now. We are afraid of that now. And we replace our traditions with, you know, what the white man has given us. And we getting our asses kicked. You know, we going in the church helping another man get rich, you know, buying mansions and million-dollar jets and shit. And, you know, on a major level and on a community level, them preachers, you know what I'm saying, they don't know any better. They, you know, they're just as lost as the people who they're trying to help. You know what I'm saying?
True.
But,
and
that's why,
you know
what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
Go ahead, Kay.
Yeah, It's a simple fact too that people need to realize. Now, if you look at some of the metaphysical communities, I know I don't, audience, forgive me, and brother, forgive me. I don't have the exact dates when Wicca, was able to become federally recognized, and I'm just speaking so I could show y'all, what I'm talking about. I don't remember when it became officially federally recognized, because a federally recognized religion, when you open up your once you open up your house of worship, everybody knows about the tax exempt status or whatever. So my whole thing about it is, it's no different how we talk about TV and programming. Okay, that church, And I mean, we have, metaphysical churches that are kind of opening up now that kind of has, Afrocentric focus, because my whole thing is, I don't want to get so divisive, because, you have some of these people, and it's not helping us at all either. You have some of these people, we should just, black people, diaspora people, we should just practice the Israelite philosophy, or practice, the Kemetic philosophy, or Well, your people are from here and here or there, so you should practice the Afro, style voodoo, or your Creole, you need to practice the New Orleans style. No, that's more division. So I'm not necessarily telling people that. What I am trying to tell people, though, is there's a reason why even, in Wicca, it's open to everybody, but it's definitely became recognized again, in the 1960s, and the practitioners were white. But they, they weren't even, given the white occultists, tax exempt, recognition. They had to fight for that. And we're talking about white occultists. So obviously that shows you right there that, like I said before, I definitely have my brothers who, are powerful, powerful priests. And I mean, they go to metaphysical churches and spiritual Baptist churches. Hell, Marie Laveau was the most powerful of all, really, in voodoo. She was a Catholic. So, I mean, I'm not telling people exactly everything to follow. That's between you and the spirits, But my whole thing that I'm saying is that there's a reason why, these churches and these mosques and all of these other places, why their asses ain't having to pay taxes like the rest of us, and why some of your brothers and sisters, who are giving y'all metaphysical truth, it takes us so long to even, if we ever even get it, to get tax exempt status. So it's obviously that's obviously some programming. That's obviously some shit, where pretty much, and I, even when I was in the Israelite philosophy, this Illuminati shit is real. This Illuminati shit is real because, like I said before, I did talk to a brother who was offered, a synagogue, to be able to open up a synagogue by these people. But like I said before, you open up these churches, Christian, Jewish, Muslim, it's all really the same, really. It's all some governmental type of stuff. What they want you to program the people with, how they want you to sway the people politically. There's a cost to that tax exempt status.
So they basically infiltrated, put their own twist in. Agenda on it to keep the people locked down, even when they try to go to that level.
Yeah, King. And the thing about it is, you remember a few. It was the last election. It was the last election. You remember when you had all of these coon ass niggas telling people, and that is a personal situation where, you have to decide for yourself who you vote for, in certain social causes, what you support or what you don't, so I understand that. But you remember when, they caused that controversy, about who to vote for, over gay marriage or whatever. And they were telling these black people, these pastors were telling these black people not to even go to the damn polls at all over that. So they were eliminating. Mm-hmm. That's just a way to eliminate the black vote. Think about it. Think about it. You know what I'm saying? They're telling you not to go down there and vote, but their asses is getting paid off. And I'm sure their asses are going to vote because they're going to vote. You know what I'm saying? Of course they're going to. And I'm not coming against nobody's political party, but of course, you know, after a certain you reach a certain tax bracket, they're going to go and they're going to vote for the people who are going to keep money in their pocket, in their net worth. You know, but they're telling you not to go. They're telling you, and that's a disrespect. I was talking to my mom about that. And, you know, I'm a grown-ass man, but my mom would kick my ass if I didn't go down and vote for the simple fact that she told me, yo, you know what I'm saying? Your grandfather, your grandmother, you know what I'm saying? They were some of the main people walking that bridge, getting beat up, trying to go to Montgomery so that you could vote. So, you know what I'm saying? It's very disrespectful. You know, it's very disrespectful to the ancestors. But see, those people, they don't care about the ancestors. But it's very disrespectful, you know what I'm saying? Because, like I said before, these are souls who, you know, some of these people got lynched so that you could go vote. And you have, you know what I'm saying, these pastors and other people, you know, telling you not to vote, you know, a few years ago. You know, so think about it. You know, even with these news stories, I remember, you know, you had to, whatchamacallit, you know, you had to even remind me, bro, this is all, you know, psychological, you know what I'm saying, type of shit. You know, psych-op. You know what I'm saying? So, like, you know, even when you have to think of, you know, shit that nobody never really even thought about. We didn't give a damn about none of this stuff. And, you know, they're talking about all of this shit. But, you know, I have to check on a friend in Ghana right now because I actually have one brother in Ghana who's a comedic priest. And, I mean, he might be over there right now. I got another friend in Ghana, but you know what I'm saying? They weren't telling nobody's ass. They don't want to blast about this flood, you know, that happened in Ghana,
mm-hmm.
like about 3 or 4 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but at the same time, they'll tell your ass about some shit, about a bathroom. You know what I'm saying? Or they'll tell your ass some shit, you know, about a European country. You know what I'm saying? But they're not going to tell you, you know, about shit, you know what I'm saying, that pertains to your bloodline.
No doubt.
You know what I'm saying? It's crazy. It's crazy. You know what I'm saying? They're not going to tell you, you know what I'm saying, about some of the people, you know, right now and what they're going through in Nigeria.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And it's just as pertinent because just like you see all of these people, you know what I'm saying, and people lose their lives everywhere. But, you know, my whole thing is, you know, if 200 of us get killed in Africa, you know, why is that never news?
Right.
You know.
We have a few minutes left, King. I want you to let the family know. Anybody who is interested in communing with their ancestors or beginning that first step, quickly though, before you get into that, I just wanted to drop one more thing. Like how we was, you know, building before the show, I feel like the brothers, especially the brothers and sisters, need to know how the spirits affect everything in their lives, the good and the bad, you know, because there's a lot of shit that go on in those streets, and they don't take into account the spiritual side of things. You know, they just looking at it from a face value, and how there are certain entities, certain spirits, certain gods, quote unquote, who are actually governing, you know, the our affairs with that. So go in a little bit about that, and then, you know, let the family know, you know, ways that they can start tapping in so they can use it for their advantage, for their protection, for their upliftment.
True. So, okay, I'm going to give y'all, and I'm trying to quickly as possible do this, break it down, all right? So pretty much from a Voodoo or a West African traditional perspective, okay, we have you know, who you would think of, you know, as the Christian God or Aludamari in Haitian voodoo. His name is called Bundai, if I say that correctly. Okay, he's not necessarily all up in human affairs like that. He has the emissary of spirits. You know, they're kind of like what America would think of as archangels or saints or whatever, who deal with the human affairs. Right under there is your cultural ancestors and then your family ancestors. Okay, so my whole thing is if it seems like you're just going through problems, health, mental, just everything. Certain things, whatchamacallit, the Orisha will use to get your attention, okay, to tap into your consciousness. You may even be called to be a priest. That, you know, if you're continuously just going through this black cloud, you know what I'm saying, phase, you know what I'm saying, it seems like nothing's going right, you know what I'm saying, 9 times out of 10, it could be likely that you are called, you're called for a higher mission, okay, because I went through that. You know, my mind just was not processing this Eero way of thinking, you know. So let me continue on. What you want to do, first off, in any African system, I don't care if it's Kemetic, voodoo, whatever, what you want to start working with is you want to start working with your ancestors. All you really need, you know what I'm saying, is if you have a clean space, you know what I'm saying, to where you can make an altar, you know, get a white sheet. You know, if you can get a white sheet, you want to start giving them offerings. You feed your ancestors, you know what I'm saying? You raise their energy or whatever. They help you with your requests and your protections, and they take you further into our systems. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, some good things, some good offerings to start off with, and you want to work with your mother's side first, your mitochondrial, okay, your matrilineal line. You know, I butchered that word, but y'all know what I'm trying to say. Because, like I said before, that's easier to access. And African systems work, you know, matriarch-wise. You know what I'm saying? So it's easier to contact those ancestors first. So, like I said before, you know, whoever comes to your mind when you meditate, you know, and is in your heart, that's who you start with. Water, white candles, whatever food that they liked on Earth. You know what I'm saying? Things like that. You know, talk to your moms. If your grandfather comes to you, you know what I'm saying? Talk to your moms. Ask her, you know, whatever he liked. You know what I'm saying? Whatever they liked when they was alive, you know what I'm saying? They're going to, you know, like upon passing. My people, you know what I'm saying, had gardens. You know, they were very farm-like. You know what I'm saying? So I always know that fruits, veggies, you know, water, you know what I'm saying? They're going to accept that. You know what I'm saying? As you continue to work, continue to meditate, you know what I'm saying? Because that opens up your third eye. You know what I'm saying? So you want to meditate. You want to make sure that you're doing chakric exercises. I cannot emphasize the importance of spiritual bathing. I cannot emphasize that enough. Mm. That's something that I see a lot of people, even people who should know better, skipping in our traditions. I don't care if you're Kemetic. I don't care if you're Lukumi initiated. I don't care if it's New Orleans voodoo. I don't care. Spiritual bathing and protecting yourself, because you're going to have, you know what I'm saying, lower astral beings that are going to try to pull you back down. Okay, so spiritual bathing, you know what I'm saying? Spiritual bathing and cleaning your chakras, especially if you've gone through trauma, especially even if you're female too, and you've gone through a lot of sexual abuse or patriarch abuse, you know what I'm saying? Cleansing yourself, cleansing your aura, continuously doing it. Because we need our women, because without our women, my nigga, we're doomed, okay? You fuck with the women, you fuck up with the whole society, okay? So spiritual bathing is paramount. You know, smudging your house before you do any type of work, or using some type of cleaning, some type of floor wash. Make sure your space is clean, you know. And besides that, I would say the most important thing to me, too, is that get connected with somebody who knows what they're talking about. The Orisha, you know what I'm saying? The Orisha, the Netiru, whomever, you know, you're trying to work with, you know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, they know how to educate their people too. Okay, so get somebody, preferably somebody who's older than you. Okay, preferably somebody who's been in a tradition for a while, you know, who has a good standing with the community, you know, verifiable initiation, you know, and you don't even have to be to the point where you're trying to initiate into anything just yet, but you want to be able to have clear knowledge. I have a friend who's a comedic priestess. Before I was an embryo, you know, she was teaching. I have a Lukumi priest, you know, who I talk to, and I also have another young man who helps me out, who's a professional hoodoo practitioner. So get somebody who can give you clear knowledge. You know.
Right.
And that's my advice. Be open. If you're open, anything that you're open to in a universe, it's going to come to you. It's just like some of us, okay, when we're open to smoking that blunt, when we're open, you know what I'm saying, to drinking that Colt 45, when we're open, you know what I'm saying, to go, you know what I'm saying, mess with the hood freak, don't it seem like, you know what I'm saying, we going to work for it and it's going to come a little bit easy when we want it like that. So it's the same. It's the same thing with this. It's the same thing with spirit. If your consciousness is open, the information is going to come to you. You just have to be ready as well to deal with some things that you might not have been telling the truth about to yourself.
Right.
Yeah. So that's my advice. But definitely.
Your man of being
yeah.
Bitch, man.
Yeah.
With the afflictions. You know,
yeah, and you know, that's
spend their whole lives, you know, running away from that part of themselves.
Yes, yes, yes. You know, and it's just, you know, just study before we try to do anything, because that's something that I see as well. We're so quick, we get into these traditions, and you know, with me, you know, I know brothers who've been in this game, you know what I'm saying, initiated everything, you know, then been to Egypt or whatever. They will tell you it's still studying. It's never ending. You know what I'm saying? So my whole thing, too, is don't be so quick. You know what I'm saying? Because we want to have pride within ourselves. Yes, we want to talk to our gods and stuff like that. But make sure, you know what I'm saying, that, you know what I'm saying, we're also, you know, and I'm not going to really recommend no books like that, because your spirit will lead you to what you need to be reading. But, you know what I'm saying, make sure that, whatchamacallit, that you, you know, take time out. And, you know, I even have to tell myself that. I say, you know, no, I'm not finna, you know, cast nothing right now. Right now is the time for education. So I might have read what I could find about Oshun or Shango or, you know, whomever. Let me read some more. Study. Just like you would want somebody to, you know, study you if you're trying to have a relationship with them. You know, study. Look at these different traditions, you know what I'm saying, and read about them. Don't just be so quick to, I want this or I want that or whatever I know about this God. Now let me call on. No, study.
Yeah, as you study,
read about
it,
you know what I'm saying?
You start tapping into it. It's like getting to know somebody. And that's your
and that's the thing.
Right there.
Yeah, and that's the thing. You know, when they took these gods from us, you know, because they're still within our consciousness. Because sometimes, you know, I'll be praying and, you know, I'll be like, what language am I speaking? Sometimes when I get into my consciousness, you know what I'm saying? And I'm meditating, you know, it sounds like something. But you know what I'm saying? The thing about it is they took, when they took these guys and stuff from us, because the thing about it is, yeah, you take these guys from us, and then that's why people are thinking that it's spooky. But the thing about it is, it's nothing spooky. You know what I'm saying? We're not doing anything. These are all cultural, nature-based religions. So, like I said before, the Wiccans and white occultists, the Hindus, you know what I'm saying? We're really not doing nothing more different than them. However, our stuff is just a lot more ancient. And see, we go in.
Okay.
There's a formula, you know. So, but the thing about it is, like I said before, sometimes we can get so quick that when we do get that freedom within our spirits and we're ready to work with our gods, like I said before, we're so quick to call on this, to call on that, to do this, to do that. No, like I said before, I advise people to study, you know what I'm saying? And then besides that, make sure, you know, make sure that whatchamacallit, that you're getting somebody to who you can mentor under. We're so quick to do all of this stuff by ourselves, but this is not a new age system. Do it yourself at home. It don't work like that.
Right.
Okay, you need some leadership.
Right.
You need some leadership in this. You know what I'm saying?
There's gonna be some spirits that's gonna people your ass.
Yeah, they're gonna do. Yeah. Yeah, so yeah, because the thing about it is a lot of people don't know, like I said before, as soon as you start, you know, I remember growing up in the church because I grew up in Baptist and Pentecostal churches, but I remember those pastors saying, as soon as you know what I'm saying, start doing right, hell is informed. you know what I'm saying? Because the thing about it is these lower astral demons, what people don't understand about magic and stuff like that is we're portalizing. We're portalizing our energy into the spiritual to boomerang back in the physical. We're pretty much giving, you know, some extra oomph to what we want to happen physically. So we're sending the intentions out with our mind. We're engaging our chakras. We're also sending this stuff out into higher realms, you know what I'm saying, to boomerang back to us, you know, physically. But the thing about it is, like I said before, there's lower vibrational beings, like I said before, that feed off the human energy, that feed off of occult practices, that portalizes their asses on that. So, like I said before, you know what I'm saying?
I gotta get you on another show. Can't help it. You going in? Probably one more minute.
We'll have a part two. Get a family
one spiritual bath that they could do, you know, something that can help, you know, anybody. You know, just one spiritual bath, like the ingredients and everything, so they could go and have some homework to do tonight. Real quick.
Okay, well, there are some things, like I said before, that you can do. A real quick one, all you need is some rainwater. Collect rainwater. Bathe in that. If you're not pregnant, something that Marie Laveau herself did once. Yeah, you could cleanse yourself with rainwater. Another thing that you can cleanse yourself with, like I said before, Marie Laveau, you know, was famous for giving this out. If you're not pregnant or have health problems, is one teaspoon of ammonia in a tub full of water. Another thing that you could do is bathing in Epsom salt. So you could put about a cup of Epsom salt to cleanse yourself. You could add some Florida water, which you could purchase that offline. You know, add you about a cup or so of Florida water. That can cleanse you as well. You can bathe just in Florida water. You know what I'm saying? And you can make your own spiritual bath. Just make sure you're not trying to be too much of a chemist.
So those
are some simple ones, man. There's hundreds, there's thousands.
Alright, Sam. Well, I appreciate bringing you on to the show. Everybody donate to the Guys to the Round Initiative, you feel me, so I can keep doing what I do, and presenting better content and better quality. You know what I'm saying? Definitely appreciate it. My family, we're closing out. Peace. This is CLIL Bay. Yeah, brother Lynn Perry. You feel me? Closing out. Peace.
Mind. Heavy mental. Jesus Christ. Heavy mental. Everything brings in heavy mental day. Today, you will experience something heavy mental. Heavy mental. Never done heavy mental. Information begins to gathering. Starting to pattern in the stargate towards Saturn. Between the eye socket is where I'll build my skyrocket. You don't need any passport, all you need is a thought. Suddenly, the soul becomes hot as coal. Flame blows from out my brain holes like a volcano. The brain begins to process as we start the conquest from out the physical bond. bondage. Thought launches, voyaging 144 billion light years through the shadows of your imagination. Now open your eyes, do you see the flaming arrows aiming at pharaohs and habitation? As we begin to racing like a sparrow through the narrow population, seeking purification, the destination is the Holy Land of Bethlehem. To eat lamb with Abraham and break bread with the Son of Man. So slowly hold these hands and stretch from the skies like a rubber band. As we begin to snap you above the land, out of the atmosphere, don't look back. Why? We almost there, just trying to prepare and adapt to the air pressure. Now we searching for the mental treasure, pleasure beyond the measures yard. You can't comprehend a God or distance between stars. Picking up quasars inside the radars, we going far, passing the astronaut. Moving so fast in this aircraft, everything we pass get hot. From the takeoff, the blast, turning glass into rocks. At last, my supreme task was no longer to walk on green grass till I become a beam of gas and travel through extreme draft. Unable to be picked up through cable, out of the reach of all manners of sky examiners, heaven scanners, giant antennas, and high-tech space cameras. No evidence in any cemetery or obituary, not found in any library or dictionary or encyclopedia or media. I'm in star mode with the discipline of Darmo. I broke the U.S. barcode, now I'm on a large road to journey in the realms of the cosmos, where only God knows the goals glow like the UFO. To give up my work clothes, only to glow with a holy robe, explode through the mysterious black holes, deep walk through the outer zone, without a phone, to the unknown, to sit on my throne alone.
Heavy mental,
heavy mental. The pilot on this galactic plane of knowledge to culture, my sculpture lights up in ultraviolet, so you can see my brain is symbolic to a palace. Therefore, I keep my hair stylish, my flesh solid, my teeth polished. Next stage, examine my S-ray, take notes for your essay, and let the cassette play for longer than a decade. As we begin to blaze through the Milky Ways, repent from our filthy ways, replenish from the guilty days, the eyeballs swell up the size of eggs. Neon, dreamland, wingspan, 7 feet, between my eyes is the beak, destination of the ride is the reach, is the peak. Angelical landscapes take the physical man behind the hidden gates of space. Ultimate skates, and we go through a phenomenal rate as we cruise, going into magnitude, as we break up into a multitude of molecules, going through a long hollow tube with a scholar's view, as we wear in a white garment, passing sound waves and supersonic, passing the comets, star clusters, changing my physical structure, till my lips begin to pucker, kissing Christ at the Last Supper, grabbing a brass, a cup of wine,
heavy mental,
feel myself getting older, sitting on my sofa in a position like yoga, till my mind passes over, the solar system, my wisdom novas, I am the controller, I begin to loosen up my shoulders, forming each joint into the sun's 8 points, then I begin to rise like helium, escaping the manilium, 2000, meditate to the soft notes of a violin, I've been on Mars, building a holy synagogue for the royal seminars, long before they had the Renaissance, there existed a Hebrew lodge,
V-mental.
A phenomenon from out of the matrix, the world looks at me with envy and hatred, just because I peer to them half naked, rising into a spaceship with an arm full of solid gold bracelets. Phenomenal from out of the matrix.
Heavy mental.
Heavy mental.
Now, the only time.
Heavy mental.
Heavy mental.
Only time you should catch.
Heavy mental.
Heavy mental.
Heavy mental.
Only time you could have jet lag if your cassette drag.
Heavy mental.
Rockadaya, how why I was shot.
Heavy mental.
Heavy mental.
Heavy mental.
Yo, just
I was shot. Heavy mental.
Stop the tape. Stop it!
Heavy mental.